Welcome to FYO. Here I have a band right here, David State from Carson. They're here to talk about their band and upcoming shows and their music and some punk rock. So let's get it started. Can you guys introduce yourselves real quick?
What up? I'm Joe. I yell at people and shit.
I'm K-Man. I like to bang shit around.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me exactly about your band. Like, who is David State and what are you guys about?
We're about, I don't know, we like to play some hardcore punk, like just straight fast in your face, making people want to, you know, smack each other around, just fucking some rowdy ass shit.
You know, fucking just switch it up on people, you know, like just make it different or sound different, you know.
Yeah, and who writes the songs out of the band? Is it just the whole band together, write the lyrics and this, or...
Nah. It's random at times, because sometimes fucking we'll just be like a couple days ago, made a track, some fool, just, we just had our bass just jam out a riff and we just made it, piece it up. Sometimes we go in there pre-planned on what we want to do, piece together, but it just depends on how you feel, how we want to make the song and shit,
and I'll make it, you know, just make it work for us kind of shit.
Yeah, I saw on Bandcamp, the last time you released something there, it was like a couple years ago, right?
It was last year. It was called Sweater Weather, but it was alright.
It was a limited run, you know. We weren't really satisfied with it.
We didn't really push it, but we do have a new CD coming up. That's what we're jamming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
What wasn't that satisfying? I mean, to the usual listener, you know, listening to punk bands, all right, this sounds pretty cool. But obviously, for the artist, it's like, it's up to the artist to find.
Well. It seemed like it was too rushed. I didn't like it when my voice sounded, because we recorded it in one day. We were fucking drunk, you know. We were really drunk. We had a show that night.
We had all kinds of shit going on, you know.
So like, those albums made like that when they're drunk.
You know, that's most of the time. But you know, like, I guess, like, you know, it could be done better, you know. Obviously, it's like something to look back to, you know, like actually, like, you know, like work from that, you know. I actually improve from that, so that's what we're trying to do, you know. Like in the new CD, we're trying to make it sound like legit, you know, like for people that should be like, oh, you know, it's good shit.
Yeah, we're trying to break away from the garage recordings.
Oh, that's where I'm at, right?
Well, not like that, but you know, the old 8-track mixed together. Because the quality's cool, but we want to push that next level, if that makes any kind of sense.
You know, take it to the next step, you know, as a band, that's what you want to grow, you know?
Yeah, and I guess that's actually what we didn't really like. It's what I didn't like about the CD is because there's certain parts that you can master on recording to make certain parts pop, but on a back recording, you're limited to, like, what you could actually do, or what you could do on the background vocals. It just seemed like limited from, like... We didn't get that punch from the sound we wanted. And we know that that does not... Like, live, we have a certain sound. And that CD was good, but it doesn't have that punch we get. Because if you see us live, it's a whole different fucking vibe.
Okay. This is a typical question. I guess every band is asked this, but I think people want to hear, you know, how did you guys form? You know, the basic stuff, and what did you come up with the name David Estate and all that stuff?
Well, that was all Joe, actually. Because, you know, like, I joined after... there was already a... drummer, you know, but he wasn't playing.
He was
so
in 2012.
You know, yeah, but that was back then, and you know, like, just started up again, just because, you know, like, the band was missing, like, we just wanted to get new shit done, you know.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I'll take it. All right, but there's two versions of the band that people know of the same name. It's like two different types of music. The first era was in like 2009. I don't know if you're familiar with that local band Catacomb Rockers, the cycling band.
Yeah,
pretty much their drummer, me and him, we went to high school together and we used to just jam the fuck out.
Okay.
We were really into like that East Bay hardcore, not East Bay, that's not AFI. That fucking Boston hardcore.
Okay.
That, like, this is Boston LA comp. That shit was banging.
And East Coast, West Coast stuff.
We were banging that East Coast shit.
Tupac Biggie,
like, we were running the East Coast shit. We were fucking Coast Traders. And then we just wanted to keep playing fast and hard, you know what I mean? And then you know, your homies hit you up for playing shows, and that's how we got the name, because we, like, one of the homegirls was like, oh, I have a show. It was some show in South Central. I remember it was Cream Productions. I don't know if anyone remembers that. 2009. And fucking, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna book you guys because you guys are my homies, everyone, you know. And I was like, we didn't have a name. Actually, the name was supposed to be, we were thinking about Social Decay. That was pretty fucking lame. But the homie, the other homie from Capcom Rock was like, nah, that's pretty lame. I'm not going to let you guys put Social Decay on a fucking flyer.
Okay.
And then we had a song called Deviate the State, and it was a pretty banging song. And, you know, so it was like, we just added, you know, we just, like, just make it Deviate the State, and it has dual meanings, you know, about the government, state of mind. But, you know, It yeah. just sounded. It just it has a better ring yeah. than right, fucking right. that.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds different. You yeah. know?
And from there, we played a bunch of shows in LA. Like we were playing every fucking weekend in LA, South Central.
Yeah, I noticed yeah. that. Like every time I'm looking at your Instagrams and all stuff, yeah. you're posting like shows. You guys just book shows and shows and
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, we just.
He's like back to back, man. Just yeah. fucking, you gotta get the name
every
out there.
Every weekend, something, right?
Every yeah, weekend,
you know,
yeah.
It's fucking just the way it is, you know. Like,
we and like all that the shit. Shows. You think you guys have point like, oh, you know, this was a great show. This was one of my favorite shows that I've performed, or what can you point out one of them or something? What was it that made that show that the show that I remember? It was
probably Coachella. We played out in Coachella like probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
3 years ago. Yeah. We went out there and then, you know, they pretty much had us headlining and, like, you know, it was cool because it was Saturday and, like, we took off the whole, from the morning all the way to the night.
We played in a garage as big as this, actually. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. It, yeah, it was fucking, yeah.
It was a summer night, so it was hella hot out there. Yeah,
and
you know?
It's not the hot out here we have in LA.
Yeah, nah.
This is a cool breeze yeah, kind of hot, you know?
Yeah.
This is fucking dry. You're fucking, yeah. It's humid in the fucking garage. You're about to die.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you a different perspective on things, you know? Like, you don't really got to go far to, like, experience, you know, fucking differences and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think I lived in Arizona for a bit.
Yeah.
And I remember my first week there, it was averaging like around 110.
Yeah. Oh,
so
every time
I would look at the weather, like the forecast, and it would say like 100. Oh, okay. It's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's cool.
Yeah. You know, imagine that kind of weather fucking over here, you know, inside a garage fucking, you know, you're fucking compressing hot air.
Yeah.
You know, but it was the thing was that, you know, the way they welcomed us, you know, like, wow, how we got talking to people was cool as fuck.
Yeah, and that was like one of our first out of town shows. You know? And not like out of town going to San Gabriel Valley, you know, none of that bullshit around here, you know.
It was like a 2-hour trip.
Yeah,
you know?
It was like 2.5 hours driving pitch black. Like, it was fucking wild. That was our first experience, and it got fucking wild.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like, somebody posted a picture the next day. He busted his head open, which was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was a nut, man. Fuck. But, yeah, you know, that show was cracking.
The whole show was
right.
Yeah.
Show was nice.
So as far as, you know, influences, too, like, I know a lot of, people like to point out, you as a singer too, you know, there's a lot on the front man, there's a lot of things to look at, you know, what kind of front man you want to be, what kind of singer you want to be. You could just be a regular singer, just, you know, sing, yell at people, whatever. But, you know, there's some artists that, you know, have a style, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think you have that? Or what do you look, which artist are you influenced by?
Yeah.
Here we go, man. All right,
If you want to start, I mean, because, right. I mean, personally, you know, I fucking like everything, so, like, I try to incorporate everything into fucking the band, you know. Whatever I fucking learn, I take it in and put it in, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, from rap to rock to fucking cumbias, whatever.
Yeah.
It just goes, you know, fucking just make it work. But, yeah, that's just me, you know, as a drummer. You know, like,
you're the same. Do you have a specific artist that you look like?
I mean, shit, man. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest. But, like, fucking, and honestly, just fucking, like, Dave Grohl kind of shit, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, that's my fucking, like, not my hero, but I guess, like, you know, my
fucking. That's
my too.
he's really influential, you know?
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I just like the way that fool fucking bangs the drums, bro. Like, hard as fuck. I'm like, goddamn, you know? Like, that fool just tight as fuck.
Yeah, as a drummer, I think it's very hard to find, like, you know, guys that have become more popular sometimes than the band themselves, you know. So it's like, Dave Grohl was kind of, well, at the time he was with Kurt, so but now, you know, he was one of the
top dogs. Then, he's out here fucking.
He is the mainstream rock star right now. He is that guy.
So that's just me. But, like, you know, like, other than that, like, you know,
he would be the Eminem of fucking rock music. No one could talk shit to him. That's fucking Dave Grohl, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He is automatic respect.
Yeah, you know, automatic respect, right?
It's like any part of rock, they just respect him. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, whatever kind of music, Dave Grohl's cool.
Yeah.
What about you, sir?
Oh, me.
I mean, Dave Grohl could also be a guy because he's.
Personally, I can't stand Dave Grohl. All right. Yeah. That's just all. Yeah, but that's just me though. But yeah, personally, if you follow the band page on David Instagram, everyone knows I post a lot about Davey Havoc and AFI. Yeah. Well, him and Glenn Danzig are pretty much, you know, like the main ones.
Do you see the Misfits ass?
Yeah, they're fucking awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome,
fucking fucking crazy. One of the best shows I've been to.
Yeah. And it was cool that outside they had like little, almost like a little punk show. With
Music,
and then they had a free phone free zone and all that.
Actually, at first I thought the phone free shit was lame, but then when you're in there, like, that shit was just fucking. It was cool that no one had their phone in there. That was one of the best shows I've been to last year.
That's
yeah.
It's
interesting seeing people. What am I gonna do without my phone? But talk to people.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. Yeah, but then, like, when they started playing, everyone singing songs together. It was like one of those old school concerts, you know. None of that. Let me film it. Everyone's just like Astro Zombies. Everyone's singing, you know. But to go back to it, Davey Havoc and Glenn Danzig would be. Yeah. My stage presence. Now, like, I even do those little fucking lame little David Havoc hair flips he used to do back then when we played. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nah. I mean, I do have slick back hair. But yes.
All right. Let's talk about some of your songs right now. I was able to pull up that album you talked about, Sweater Weather. Which ones of this album do you think is really one of your favorites? If you have one, you can be like, oh, this is one I want to. If we had this was an actual record. This was our first single that we had to like get our name better out there in the radio station. Which one would you think?
That would be Strung Out.
Yeah, Strung Out.
Strung Out. Probably. We can both agree on that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Strung Out is the banger. That is the one we made. And
It just goes, you know, like fucking just goes hard. You know?
Yeah, we made that song at 3 o'clock in the morning after eating ice cream at Rite in Gardena. That's how we wrote it.
Like, my boy has anger issues. Yeah.
We were bored. Let's go 3 o'clock in the morning and get some fucking ice cream. And then we're like, let's just write a song. And then that's how we wrote that. I remember that like it was fucking yesterday.
What is mostly, does the album have a theme? Like, oh, this is what most of these songs are about?
I mean, if you want the
you know how a lot of albums are thematic?
Yeah. It's more like, let me see the songs again. It's more like being a constant state of being like stagnant, not doing anything. Like a lot of it's about drug use and stuff like that and seeing people you like go under because of drugs. Mm-hmm. But you can't understand it because I'm not saying drugs are bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because most people are like, oh, drugs are bad. I put the needle in my arm and I'm dying. Nah. Like for the song Strung Out, I literally say, I am your God. I am your sweet disease. I'll pull the trigger, let your soul release. Meaning like when you like someone become a victim of the drugs, you know what I mean? It's like there's deeper meanings than just fucking me screaming at somebody. I put a deeper metaphor where other people can actually understand and relate to it. It's not like it's not just about drugs. It can be about anything. Yeah. It's just how you relate to it.
Yeah, it's just like how you pick up the words, you know?
Yeah, like that one song, Darkness, I wrote. That song is also about drugs, like watching your family member do drugs, watching families torn apart about drug use. Right. It's not just some shit like, hardcore, some punk, you know what I mean?
There's
more to it. Yeah.
You just gotta look into it, you know? Like, I just feel like that's what we miss sometimes nowadays, you know?
I think that's what separates a lot of punk bands from, you know, any punk band that just wants to yell out or do anything like that. You know, they have some lyrics that, you know?
That they hate, you know? Like, somewhere you kind of relate to them, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
We try to add some substance. We even got love songs on them, too.
You got love songs.
You got any
ballads?
The ballad on the
Hate You. You don't have it, I think, dude.
Well, off this CD, the ballad, what was that? Oh, the one called Nostalgia. We renamed that. We actually named that Incomplete because it just sounds better.
Yeah,
because we're gonna record some of those tracks because we're gonna do a legit CD. But that one, the premise of that song was to make a song like so fast and getting you don't understand how gay the lyrics are. Yeah. Oh, not gay, how lame gay the lyrics are. Yeah,
it's like, all right.
Yeah. Can I say how gay the lyrics are? All right.
I mean, fuck
so
it.
So, pretty much, pretty much the song goes, like you know, drum beat, that's what you hear. But I'm actually saying, do I ever cross your mind? Because I'm. Or am I stuck in better times? I'm still begging on my knees, wishing you're hearing me. It's like some gay shit like that. I'm just flowing super gay lyrics, but the whole point is to be fast and hard that we can't understand it. But you know, it's one of the things like if you want people to actually open the lyric book and be like, what the fuck? Is this what the fuck he's saying? It's not just a bunch of babbling bullshit. It's gay babbling bullshit.
You just gotta fucking. I don't know. That's how I interpret it too. You know, just fucking making noise and shit and like. You know, he's got to take the time to actually look into, like, what the fuck an artist is saying, you know? That's just me.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
It's not just babbling bullshit. Yeah, you know, it's gay, wannabe deep, babbling bullshit. Yeah.
Serious shit, you know?
But it's not that deep, though.
Yeah, it ain't that deep, though.
Yeah.
So you say you guys are working on a new album now, too.
Yeah.
So talk about when can people expect that? What part of it are you on? Like, you just in the writing process right now? Or are you recording process? Or post-production or what's
going on? Pretty much where we're at right now, we're finishing up, like, piecing together most of the songs. Right now, writing, like, 2 or 3 more. We're trying to go to the studio, like, in March. The cool thing is we've been, like, slinging these hoodies that we've been fucking...
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't given me a chance yet,
But we've already sold a couple of batches, and, like, to go back to our previous point about getting away from the back of recording... The slanging of the hoodies and people buying it is actually helping us. Yeah, it's coming forward. We can actually drop some fucking serious cash.
Yeah.
An actual legit studio to make, have people like make some of those tracks from the previous city bang. You know what I mean? And the new shit we have bang.
Because
we're going to have more emphasis on everything.
Right. You know, it's like the songs get better as we fucking play together, you know?
Yeah.
And do you play them live? Or your new
songs? We started playing them live to give some people a taste. But we like to, you know, but it's a live backyard show. No one's going to remember that shit when they're drunk as fuck.
But there's actually fans of yours who actually like, oh, play that one song. Play that one song.
I mean, they know, you know, so it's like they already know what's cracking. But, you know, like, I mean, my personal favorite right now is the All Cops Are Bastards song.
Oh, yeah, we have a song talking about the cops.
You know,
fuck
like, you know, gotta be basic punk and shit, you know, but fuck it. I just feel like, you know, it's a fun song to play it, and it's kind of like a message that, you know, like, you know, we're trying to get across to, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean, but it's a banger.
No respect,
too.
But, you know, that's just how we feel right now, you know.
But you heard it here first. That song's gonna be a banger when it's
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in the show, like, as far as the crowd doing something? Man, I know there's a lot of things going on.
I mean, there's all kinds of crazy
shit. Depends your area, you know? Fuck, man.
Every show is something different.
Yeah. It's either people hitting pookies or fucking people fucking, you know, smashing in the fucking backyard, you know?
I mean, we could throw it back to, like, when I was a teenager going to the punk shows, not just playing the hardcore shows, because, you know, punk shows are where it's at. But, like, I remember fucking just going East LA. I remember some cholo fool got dropped. It was my homie. It was my homies from the Zone. It was probably 2010, 2011. I don't know if anyone remembers that DB band, but it was the Zone. And some, I think some other bands were playing. But I remember some cholo fool got knocked out on the pit. Like, he didn't get knocked out. He just got pushed. And this fool got so mad, he put a strap out and pointed at the fool that pushed him. Shit. And everybody ran and was like, don't do it, don't do it. And so we're here like, what the fuck? Everyone's like, just fucking like running, like trying to scoop. Because this is a lot of strap in the air, you know? And after like they calmed down, the show just started again. Like, it was like no biggie, you know what I mean?
He's definitely had to take a fucking breather real quick.
And then you see people hitting the pookies. It's not crazy. Like, it's just more like it becomes like the normal, which is not a good thing. Now you think about it. You know, but like, there's all kinds of shit like that. Same fools. I remember like being 14 and going to like a show in Wilmington, walking, you see skinheads jump some metalhead in an alley, like fucking just like, you see these fools just walking, I know, just see, you hear bottles breaking, fists thrown.
It ain't that deep,
though. Yeah, it ain't that deep. You see like,
oh, hey, we can like different music, you know?
I just remember seeing, it's not as crazy as it was as back then, but I remember when I was like fucking like 14, 15, you know, going to taking the fucking metro to punk shows.
Yeah. Well, when it says on a flyer, respect the pad.
Respect the pad.
They're like, I'll take that shit outside.
Like, I've just seen people just getting, it was like all kinds of fights. There'd be like five, six fights, and that was normal. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I just think it's funny now because I see people like, oh, there was a fight, ruined the show. I'm like, whoa, nah. Like, I remember back then, it was like, that was like one, two, that was normal.
Yeah.
And like,
people panic too easily nowadays.
And fucking, what was the most? Oh, the shit that really fucked with me. It was. It's not even that deep or that crazy. It was like going to like a bunch of thrash shows back in the day, and seeing these motherfuckers break 40s in the pit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like they were breaking 40s in the pit, and then you see people fall over it. But everyone had leathers on, so I guess it's okay. But it was like,
fucking bodyguard.
I was like, damn, these metalhead fools are fucking wild, dog. Like, all you hear is like after a song ends, just bang, 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 you go in the pit, and he's just fucking, it's glass shattering everywhere.
Right.
Hardcore shit. I mean, it's not as crazy as a strap, but when you're like actually pitting, you're just like, dude, what the fuck?
Cash the fuck out, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty dope though to think about how wild it was.
Right.
But this is not a reminiscing thing.
It's a reminiscing show right here.
Reminiscing show, take me back.
No, actually, let's take it to the future. What do you want to see out of Davey Estate? You know, what are the goals? What would you like to see? Like, when you could just be like satisfied with how the band turned out.
Satisfied.
I think once we fucking start touring, you know, at least a little bit, you know, just so we say we could tour, we toured, you know.
Yeah.
That's the big goal for everybody, I feel.
The goal, I mean, like, since we all work like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we just want to, like, when we drop the CD, which we're recording probably in March, hopefully. And maybe a month after that, have a city release party. We want to start hitting like out of state, hitting Northern California, because it seems like LA. Well, I don't want to talk shit, but it seems like it's the same old cycle. You know, we've been playing here for years and years. Like every time we go out of LA, out of LA County, like we play some shows in Lancaster, fucking wild. Just like, I guess we want to expand more. You know what I mean? Like
more fucking connections.
Yeah, make more connections, and the ultimate goal is just have people sing with me. Like that takes away all the bullshit. When you like, when you have people just go fucking wild and start singing the lyrics you sing that you write, that's when you're just like, oh fuck, this is actual real.
And that's the same shit, you know, like, you know, personally, like, that's what I want too. You know, I want people to fucking, you know, relate, and like, I want to fucking meet people that, you know, that actually like our shit, because it's like, I don't know, it's a good feeling to like connect with your fans and shit, you know. Like, I don't know, I just like, you know, knowing that, you know, like, people, you know, they take that shit to consideration, you know. It's good, you know, like, at least people are hurt. That's personally, I feel like that's when people feel you, you know. So it's like, that's like my goal, for fucking people to feel us, you know, like, we relate at some level, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah, because you see a lot of these punk bands that are like they become mainstream and all this stuff, and everybody's all like, "Oh, you guys sold out! You guys sold out! It's not the same as it used to be. It's not the same as it used to be."
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, you guys not gonna do that?
I mean, we both try not to, you know.
At the same time, though, you have when you have to make a radio song, you know, it has to be poppy. Yeah. It has to be something that you know people will could catch. You know, that's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, you know, like you just lose, I think, a lot of like creativity. You know, like you feel it becomes more forced. You know, that's the thing about this band is like. We don't like to make it feel forced, you know. It's like more of a, like you know, like what we feel, you know, how shit we want, you know. You just want to make it sound legit, you know, Deviated style, you know.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
And to touch on the point of being different, I mean, like or changing, like we have some songs, a new CD that will be different for most people that listen to us.
Yeah.
But every CD we write is always a different transition from when we first started.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess let's be gay, like oh my god, we evolved as musicians, but we're not that great, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, we get better, you know. Like, I mean, that's what time does. You know, it makes you better and shit.
And there's no goals to be on the radio, you know what I mean? The only goal is to have a fucking cracking show.
Yeah, that's like, you know, I like, you know, that's a satisfaction.
If people are coming screaming with us, like a fucking and stage diving.
Yeah, I mean, if you're knocking out my drums too, you know, I'm not tripping. If you push,
when I'm getting pushed on the drums, that's it, you know?
Yeah, it's all good, yeah.
There's nothing more beyond that, but to do that in other hoods.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just fucking get the people together. That's the main goal, you know?
Yeah, but every show we had lately that we play gets pretty fucking wild, especially in the Harbor area, since all our homies, like, we have all that shit. It's just fucking, all right. Yeah.
If there was a band right now, it could be a mainstream band or any band that you would tour with, either open with or you know, headline, co-headline, like, what could be, it could be a mainstream band, anybody.
Shit,
you had a choice. You could just be like,
all right,
who do you guys
want? Nah, I want to save my shit, but I don't want to be weird about it, you know? You know, because, I mean, I've been, like, you know, like, at Cali, there's a lot of those fucking fests where, like, a lot of bands mix up now, you know, with rappers and shit like that and all kinds of shit. You know, I'll be down to play something like that, you know, like with fucking that fool Scoville Key, you know, because I heard that fool's rowdy, his shit be getting rowdy, so I'm like, damn, like, low key, I want to see what's cracking, you know? Like, I wonder if they'll fuck with us like that, you know? Like, I don't know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, like there's also punk rock bowling.
Punk rock bowling. But my ultimate dream was to go up right up before the Cro-Mags.
Oh, yeah, there you
the
go.
Fucking Cro-Mags, that kind of shit. Oh man,
That's other shit too. You know, like I would like to see like I play like with hardcore bands. You know, like with like the old school cats. You know, and like the new ones that are coming up too. You know, like Trash Talk. I'll be down to play with those fools. You know, it's really cool. But you know, like you know, that's just.
Cro-Mags.
Yeah.
Fucking, if there's one band to play, like, even though they're one of my favorites, but they're not like the one I go home to about, but the kind of music we play, fucking Cro-Mags is like it. They're on the Mount Rushmore of bands that inspired Deviated to play.
Yeah, you know.
It'd be good. Cro-Mags is there.
Yeah, you know, like we already played with the Freeze. They're fucking sick. That's another band, you know.
Yeah. They're from that fucking This Is Boston, not LA comp, but that East Coast shit's really influential. It'll just be Harley Flanagan's face. Yeah. A fucking Cro-Mags on the Mount Rushmore,
Good guy.
Because I mean, there are bands that have been around for years, and they're not that you know radio famous. They're not mainstream, kind of like the Adolescents.
Yeah, the Adolescents.
Melvin, something like something like that, and the Addicts.
The Addicts,
And you know, so, but they still have a lot of following. You know, they go anywhere and they still get a lot of following, even though they don't have that you know radio
play.
The radio play. The Addicts don't need it. I mean, they got so much. They got so much underground bass, like
UK underground music.
And besides, honestly, I think the scene is way different from back then, you know. So I guess we gotta, in a way, adapt, you know. Like I guess deviate the state, you know. Fucking just change it up because that's what it is. You
like
know?
You're wearing Motorhead shirt right now, and they only had like one video hit. Yeah. You know? They still became, you know.
Yeah.
You know, legendary.
He became fucking god. pretty much. Yeah. You know, so you know that's another person that inspired because it's like you know he went out and like people you know respected all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, fuck the radio.
Fuck the radio. It's never about that. Shit, you know?
It doesn't become about that, especially nowadays where it's like radio's almost dying out. Yeah. So there's all the things that
you know, it makes you think like
it's never been about radio.
Yeah, it's more
radio,
about the life action, you know. I feel like it's more about the shows.
Hey, we about that action.
Yeah, we like action, you know. We're like, fuck it, you know.
We about the action. Come see us live.
That's why I say, you know.
Speaking of seeing you guys live, so you want to plug in some of the shows, upcoming shows?
It's all that shit, but February, you know, it's all over the fucking city. He's right here in LA, you know. So
We will be at a local LA hood near you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Just let us know.
And we're always down to play anywhere in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just right down the fucking 110.
Yeah, it's fucking home, you know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. So if they want to buy your sweater.
Oh, hey, hit us up everybody on our page.
Hey, DM us fucking 20 bucks. We got some sick ass hoodies, right? And we deliver.
Size?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? Oh, we got that small through 3X.
Yeah, okay. You
know, if you're bigger than 4X, my bad.
We'll see what's up, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we should go out to, maybe we should get a salad, do a lap.
It's 80s. Shit. Oh, my
but yeah, but yeah, we, if you're in LA, we deliver in LA because, you know, fucking, we ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah, pretty
or
much.
Or we could, like, fucking mail it to you, but the hoodies is was pretty much paying for our studio recording.
Yeah.
And that's one, look out, because pretty much when the CD comes out, that's when we're going to start making even better moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Just be careful.
So for sure you guys got Instagram, then, so you guys are on Facebook.
Well, Facebook sucks now, so I mean, there's no reason, like
Twitter or just Bandcamp.
I mean, you could download our shit for free on Bandcamp, but it's mainly getting contact would be through just fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's easier that way.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, but that's how that's pretty much how you can reach us, pretty much, you know.
All right. Any last comments? Anything final?
Shit, shout out to Dirty Rebels, though.
Hey, shout out to Dirty Rebels, 2K18.
Yeah.
Capcom Rockers, a shout out.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And when we drop our CD, it's going to be fucking free.
Hell yeah.
Because we don't believe in charging.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Fuck it, you know? Why, keep a copy, you know?
Yeah.
I was able to get that album.
Yeah. Like, we don't really believe in charging shit.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's like when you're, I remember being like, what, 13? Well, not 30. Yeah. Like 14, 15, drunk as fuck. And you see a dope ass band, right? And you're like, hey, you got a CD? They're like, oh, it's $5. When you're that age, you don't got $5.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Already
And I don't. And the thing is, those bands that charge those CDs, and those are cracking that shit. I don't remember those bands.
Yeah.
But the bands that gave me the free CD, I still remember them to this day.
Yeah.
Still jabbing like, about. Yeah.
Fuck dude. Still rocking those fucking EPs and shit.
So yeah, anytime we play, we actually give everything out for free. When we make them, you know, but we'll be pushing that CD pretty hard because it'll be on some legit studio recording. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, so thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for real, man. Setting all this shit up for us, man.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be cool. I'm gonna be for your shit in the next couple of shows in Compton here, so I'll be there. And then there's the one in Inglewood in February.
That was gonna be sick.
Genesis, what we've had here previously. So it'll be pretty fun to watch that.
Yeah, mix it up with all the shows, you know.
So follow Ecstatic Radio too. You can see some of their shows out there. I'll be posting some flyers. And I'll be in. All right, thanks for sure. By the end of this, we'll be playing your song. We'll play the whole album together.
Oh shit! Yeah.
That sounds legit. That sounds cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy that shit.
Thank you. Yeah.
the doubt. Whose face to the ground comes down your throat. Vindictive blight.